to my podcast, World Through a Poem's Eye, in conjunction with my website, marilynonaroll.wordpress.com, where you'll find the poems I talk about and the scripts for these podcasts. I can see him chuckling about it, poet Stu Bartow. He wrote this haiku after taking himself to the ER to address a troubling pain in the springtime. Journey to the underworld. The doors open automatically. To a haiku writer, the world is filled with haiku, I guess. That is, moments and details that show themselves as opening outward to the universe. A haikuist is a liver of moments, a lover of moments. The highest form of existence, isn't it? This presence to the present. The now and the now fills the senses. The universe winks and nudges in a sun sparkle there, a bird song here, a certain bend in a road, erotic flash of pink in the mottled bark of a white pine in winter. Eternity presents itself in the moment. A flash of wisdom offers itself to the senses until it does not. And there are no senses, no sense, nonsense. What else is full living but this? This attention to being, this being. May we each and all remember to sharpen our gaze this way, catch those sandy glimpses of eternity in the present, in presence. Greet simple and random beauty as a friend. Here's another one of his poems. Full moon radio, tree toads chirruping their one song. Mary Ruffel had this to say in the last two sentences of her An American Haiku, a piece about a haikuist looking for a haiku in this distracted life. She writes, a month filled with many haikuish moments, to the extent he was beginning to think of one long haiku, rising and subsiding like waves in the ocean, coming forward and dropping a seashell, which, whenever the haikuist picked it up, he put to his ear and heard again the long road rolling away beneath him, when as a child he slept on the floor of his parents' car. Then the sea took the shell back. Stuart Allen Bartow, Jr., born March 17, 1951, died January 23, 2024.